It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Priyanka Chopra Jonas. She's the chick who married Nick Jonas recently. Mm-hmm. She was on Watch What Happens Live and talked about what Joe and Kevin Jonas gave her for their wedding gifts.
Which got you the better gift, Joe or Kevin?
Well, the good thing is Kevin got us like hundreds of bottles of wine and Joe got us an amazing fridge which looks like a car to put it all in.
Oh, that's great.
So it kind of worked out. That?
Wow, nice.
Back in 2014, before her actions would destroy both her and her daughter's careers, Lori Loughlin said she never wanted her children to pay the price for her decisions.
And then when I had children, I always thought, I don't want to do anything that one day might rear its ugly head and my children have to pay the price for that.
Awkward.
It is so, just the things that are coming out, man, that she said before are just so unbelievably uncomfortable. I guess that was an interview she did with the Christian Broadcasting Network. She discussed how she selects her acting roles and didn't want to do anything too scandalous or whatever. Speaking of this entire like college bribery scandal, the soccer coach from UCLA is said to have taken $100,000 to get a developer's daughter into the school, and he resigned on Thursday. This guy was said to have taken the bribe to get this chick on the women's soccer team roster, even though she had never even played at a high level before. She was given a jersey in 2017 on the team of all-star players. She was required to stay on the side for at least 1 year, but then was tapped to be a midfielder on the team. This guy had been a coach on the men's soccer team for 15 seasons before becoming the girls' coach, I guess. Prosecutors say that this girl's parents, the dad, is a president of a real estate development firm and spent more than $600,000 to get her and her sister into UCLA and USC. Dang. With fake athletic credentials.
What do you think if you're the teammate, too? You're like, hey, you're a scrub. You suck. Like,
right?
You're not good.
And Amelia Clark secretly suffered two terrifying brain aneurysms during the early seasons of Game of Thrones and is now talking about them. In an essay in The New Yorker, the actress said she first knew something was wrong during a workout in February of 2011. She felt as though an elastic band was squeezing her brain and was later rushed to the hospital. She was diagnosed with a life-threatening type of stroke caused by bleeding into the same space into the space surrounding the brain and had brain surgery. While she was recovering from the procedure, she later suffered a condition called aphasia, which caused her to forget her own name.
Whoa.
I don't know how you'd remember your lines. 2 years later, during a routine checkup, doctors found a second brain aneurysm. She needed two surgeries for that one and said the recovery was very painful.
That's insane. Like, my dad passed away. He had a brain aneurysm. Like, it killed him. Like, he had, like, a blood clot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's amazing. She had a couple of them.
I thought he died from disappointment. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
That's exactly what happened. We say an aneurysm.
No, I'm joking. Courtney Cox.
I miss you, Dad. Oh, God.
Courtney Cox talked about how she was in New York City and ended up visiting the building that was her fake apartment on Friends.
I was having dinner and someone said, you know, the Friends building is just about two blocks over. And I was like, I'm so dumb. I was like, the Friends building, what does that even mean? I was like, you mean Stage 24 at
right.
Warner Brothers? Like, you know, what we filmed is, I didn't remember the interstitial shots
right.
from outside. So I was like, there, and people were actually taking pictures outside of it.
That's kind of cool.
Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity is getting heat for making fun of Sam Smith.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
This person is concerned. They think their coworker's weight is impeding their career. Should they say something? Well, we'll explain more and get your thoughts coming up on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.